Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the next chapter of Widows Ministry, a ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a loved one. I am Mary Hollis, your host and the director of the next chapter of Widows Ministry. Well, this is the second session of our 6 weeks journeying through grief. And last week we talked about, we're not going to be able to review because of the time. But I do want to mention what I talk of just briefly. Grief is normal, necessary, and natural. These are the three ends. It's important that we know this and we feel this. It is normal, natural, and necessary. And we also talked about give yourself permission to grieve. Let yourself grieve, because it's very important that you give yourself grief so you can release some of those feelings. Feelings like this, I'm sure this is familiar to you. No, it can't be. It just can't be. Someone I love is gone and my life is shattered. And my life is shattered into millions of pieces. I want everything back the way it used to be, God. Are you there? Are you listening? I want my loved one back. I am not ready to let them go. Well, these are some of the feelings that we feel at the beginning when we first lose a loved one. But this is the second lesson, and now what happens is we experience the shock of the loss. One of the first reactions people have after a loved one dies is shock. What is happening is so terrible, so painful, that your mind and emotions are overwhelmed. One woman described it, "I went completely numb. I couldn't think or feel anything. My mind was blurred and everything went into a slow motion and I was functioning on autopilot." My sister, Florence, she said, she described it in her story in our first book as she felt like a zombie. When I came back from the hospital when I lost my husband, my nerves attacked my body. I could not stop itching, and it was just this, like, needles sticking all over my body. It was uncontrollable. We all experience different emotions and different feelings. But guess what? Shock can even be a blessing because it cushions us against the blow by blocking some of the emotional pain until we are ready to handle the full impact of the loss. This is why some seem so calm at the wake of funeral. And I think I experienced that because for a while, after crying at the hospital, it seemed like the tears just sort of stopped flowing when I came home. During the funeral, I was pretty much in control. I was in shock. I was blocking everything that had happened. In my mind, I knew I had to get the funeral together, do all of these different things that I had to get. But I was not thinking really that my husband was no longer there. I just kept going through the motions, just planning and just sort of put it in the back of my head so I could continue to do what I needed to do. But I was really in shock. Don't let shock scare you. If your mind is blur, if you feel numb, seems like a bad dream, or expecting your loved one to call or walk in through the door, you are probably experiencing shock or had experienced shock in the past. But guess what? This is normal. There are some of the symptoms you feel. They have mood changes. You have mood changes at the drop of a hat, incredible emptiness, overwhelmed by feelings of anger, guilt, sadness, loneliness, difficult to sleep. Now, that's a big one. Most of us have that problem, difficult to sleep. And that becomes a problem for quite a long time, especially when it's a spouse, when that person slept right next to you. It was hard to go to sleep without that body there anymore. So it was very difficult sleeping. And you cry constantly. Or you can't share a single tear. Or hear that loved one's voice. Which one of these symptoms have you experienced? I experienced some of all of them, but one thing that I experienced that I had uncontrollable tears. Water just kept flowing and kept flowing and kept flowing. I just could not stop crying. Someone would say the word, I'm so sorry about your loss, and the tears just stuck. Flowing and flowing and flowing. I think if I had caught all the water that came out of my eyes, I think I had enough to take a bath because that's how it flowed for a while. But one day it dried up. So we experience all these different symptoms throughout our journey of grief. But it's normal because we are human beings. And I know sometimes we have asked ourselves, am I going crazy? No, you are not. It's normal in grief. If you feel like you are going crazy, one of the best things that you can do is to find others who are grieving too and know about about grief and tell them that what you're experiencing because you find yourself feeling, they are feeling the same thing that you're feeling, you're experiencing. So two crazies together, probably you'll have a good laugh together because you'll start saying, oh, I felt that way too. I did that too. And you start laughing and pretty much talking more about your experience that you're feeling. God never intends us to suffer alone. He created us to care for and support each other. Be strong in the true sense of the word by letting yourself grieve. It is so important that you allow yourself to grieve. There's a story, one of the ladies, I never met her. It was years ago. And her husband and her stayed in this apartment. And what happened was one day he was crossing the street and he was hit by a car suddenly and passed away. She just hid. She did not want to accept that that had happened. And she hid. She ran away from her grief because any time she came in contact with someone that was a good friend, a family member, she would run away from them. If she saw them coming, she would go the opposite direction. One day she went in Home Depot, and she saw a good friend of theirs that he did not know that he had passed. The husband had passed. But what she did was when she saw him, she ran out the store because she did not want to talk about it. She was still more or less in shock and running from her grief. After a while, I couldn't get in touch with her anymore. I don't know what happened. I know most of her family was from out of town, so she may have gone back to her home. But I wasn't able to get in touch with her anymore, and I don't know what happened to her. But for a while we talked, but she was running from her grief. She didn't want to own up to it. She just didn't want to accept what had happened. So sometimes things like this happens to us as well. What affects your grief? Well, relationship to the one who dies. It affects in different ways. A man once said he suffered from multiple losses. When you lose a parent, you lost your past. When you lose a spouse, you lose your present. When you lose your child, you lose your future. Our relationship to our loved one influences how we grieve. Loss of a parent can raise a host of issues. Deep inside, we often assume our parents will always be there. If other parents is still alive, we may be so concerned about them, and we forget about our own grief. Loss of a spouse can affect our lives in a great many ways. Grieving wife said once, "Half of me died." That's what she said. Half of me died. I was incomplete. I no longer knew who I was. Our security, physically, emotionally, and financially became threatened. Our self-identity may be dramatically changed. We are forced to become and have a new role in our life. So many other scenarios. Loss of a child seems counter to the law of nature. I thought I would never have to bury my child. Why wasn't it me and not my child? Feeling of guilt. Loss of a sibling can be the loss of a best friend, childhood, and an important identity. Other losses, loss of a friend, grandchild, grandparents, co-worker, can be equally significant, but they are often ignored by others. Sudden death. It doesn't matter how you love one dies. When a person dies unexpectedly, the initial shock and disbelief is often greater and lasts longer. That is true. My situation was unexpected. Anticipated death. Many people mistakenly think that when death is expected, this somehow makes it easier to grieve. And anticipated death can also raise many other issues. Cause of death. How your loved one dies can influence what you're facing and how you're feeling. An accidental death can cause tremendous emotional shock that lingers for quite some time. A sudden death from natural causes can produce shock and also guilt or blame for not having recognized the symptoms earlier. A death from a chronic or long-term illness can bring a sense of relief that suffering is over. The guilt for feeling relieved. A suicide leaves loved one wondering why and can also raise strong feelings of anger and guilt. A murderer leaves one loved feeling powerless and vulnerable. The closer we were emotionally to the deceased, the greater our grief. While that is currently and very true, it is a strain. Is true. It is also true that a strained relationship can make grief more difficult. The price we pay for the one that we love. It is also for us to take care of ourselves. It is important that we get enough sleep, just like those different symptoms that I mentioned. It is important for us to get the, we probably won't get 6 to 8 hours of sleep, but try to get as much as you possibly can. And sometimes people try to sleep it off. The more they sleep, they figure they don't have to think about their loss. Have you experienced that through your journey of grief? Yes, I experienced that too. Yeah, I felt like if I slept, I wouldn't have to think about it. But when I woke up, it was still there. But we find different ways to comfort ourselves. Sometimes, like I mentioned in some of the symptoms, feeling angry, sometimes questioning and feeling questioning God about why did you let this happen? Why now? I'm sure you felt those ways. When it happened to me, I blame my husband. I didn't blame God. I questioned God. I blame my husband because he was a crazy eater, and he loved to cook, and he ate a lot of things that I felt that could cause his health. He had a massive heart attack. But I felt that the way he ate wasn't healthy, and that could have caused that problem, you know, his health. But it wasn't what he was eating. It's just that it was hereditary. He had an enlarged heart, and that was hereditary from family members to family members. And so some of us, we have to find something to blame to make ourselves feel better. So I blamed him for a while. Then when I got the autopsy, I realized that it wasn't really his fault. And we found we also have guilt. Did we do enough? What we could have done to stop this to happen? Our sadness. Yes. loneliness because he is no longer, or she is no longer, or that child is not no longer there to talk to you and you give advice to. All of those things, all of those feelings. So think about some of these symptoms that you have experienced and trying to deal with it in a different way. So the different things, the different symptoms and the feelings that you feel for the different losses that I mentioned. But the most important part is after, is taking care of yourself. It's so important for you to be able to go through life and maintain and do the things that is necessary for you to do. And those are the things, the three things I wanted to talk about tonight is feeling crazy, feeling that the things that you're doing, and let's go back to feeling crazy. In one of the stories in the A Widow's Touch, one of the ladies talked about what she did when her husband passed. What she did was she would go to the closet and get some of his clothes that still had cologne on it, and she would just smell it. And smelling the fragrance, she felt that she was connected to her spouse. And that's how she got relief day to day. So, but at the same time, she felt like she was, you know, doing something. She was crazy. She didn't want to express it to anyone. But I'm glad that she expressed it and talked about it in her book, because I'm sure there's something that you have done that you felt that you were crazy. You were doing something that you shouldn't be doing. You wouldn't even want to talk about it to anyone. But it's normal. It's normal because you want to get connected back to that person that you have lost. You want to feel his or her presence again. And this is your way of doing it. But it's normal. It's not crazy. If this is the way that you need to get through that day, it's all right. Because your emotions are overwhelming. So just know if you still do something, I even had someone to say that they started sleeping on the other side of the bed where he was. And they felt the comfort. So there are different things that we experience through this grieving process that it is normal. It is normal, natural, and necessary for us to get through what we're going through. So that is what I wanted to talk about tonight. And also I wanted to read something that God is saying to you. Jesus says, I live in your heart. You can call upon me to help you live contagiously, courage, because facing adversity and danger with confidence and determination, I am aware of your circumstances. I take pleasure in helping you cope with those things. So stand firm in my strength. Beloved, refusing to give up, not to give up on life, not to give up, not to give in. I take pleasure in you always. I especially when you are bravely hoping in my steadfast love. He wants us to know that he will be there for you. And Deuteronomy 31:6 says, be strong and good courage. Do not fear. Do not be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. And that's exactly what he does. He's there with you. Now, the important thing I want you to do, I ask you to do, is to be with friends and family during the holiday. Do not be alone. It is important to be with friends and family. Embrace their love. Embrace, even if they talk about your loved one, your mother, your son, your spouse, or whoever. It's okay. Let them talk. Like, they want to express how that person meant to them or something that they experienced with them that makes them feel good. And they want you. They want to. Sometimes people say the wrong thing sometimes, but they care. They care about you. And they want you to be a part of this Thanksgiving holiday. Enjoy their embrace that love that they want to share with you during this holiday. They want to help you get through this time in your life as well. So if they talk about your spouse or your son or mother or whatever, think about all of the good memories and laughter. It's okay. Do that. Don't think of the sad things. Think of things that will make you smile, laugh. And if you feel that you want to spend some time, because this is a long weekend, spend some time alone, it's okay. But go and enjoy the good food and fellowship, because it's so important that you spend time with your family and not be alone. But just knowing that God is always there, he will walk you through this. Sometimes I know you don't think that he is, but he will show you signs, give you signs that he's there, and he will never leave you nor forsake you. I am a living witness that he will never leave you or forsake you. And one day, and you maybe you're saying it now, one day you will say that he's a faithful God. He's a faithful and loving God. He has walked with me through this journey of grief. So I just hope that you will try to enjoy your Thanksgiving holiday by being with friends and family. And just knowing that the walk that you're walking, you're not walking it alone. He's there, just like the footprints. He's right there, walking by your side, helping you through this journey of grief. It is difficult. It's painful. It hurts. It doesn't feel good. But it'll get better. I promise you it will. It will get better. If you believe in him, because he will give you that strength that you need to get through. And next week, I'm not going to talk about what I'm going to talk about, because there are some other things that I want to do for next week. I'm going to have also a testimony next Tuesday, someone to come and talk about their journey through grief, just a short one. But we want to continue with the 6-week session. The book that I'm talking from is. It's a total of four books. The cost of it is only $10. If you would like to purchase, I have them available. And like I say, it's only $10, and it's a good book, reading. It's a small book, and it's easy to read. And all of the things that you are going through and will be going through or have gone through, it's in these books, and it's very helpful, very good books. So great tool to have as we go through this 6-week session together. Now, a part of this 6-week session, I wanted to meet with you in person, the one that can. I know some of you are out of town as well. Meet in person for 90 minutes and go over some things, and I got some handouts and testimonies. So please, if you want to go through the full session, please let me know. You want to purchase the 4 books, but it is free on the air. You're welcome to listen to us each and every Tuesday. There's no cost. From the whole session, by purchasing the books and coming to the 90-minute session in person. And that is all I have for you tonight. Be blessed. Have a wonderful and safe Thanksgiving holiday. And it is important that you spend with your family and friends. Be blessed and good night. And tune in again next week, the same time, from 10 to 10:30 p.m.
I can only tell you what you told me.
God is